On to Division of Wildlife, action number 20, land donation.
Mr. Chairman, Tom Kirschman again. Paul Coffin will take the lead on item number 20 and 21 before you on the agenda, and we'll go from there. I believe Paul is on the line, ready to go.
Yes, thank you, Tom, and good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, and Secretary Hepler. I'll direct you to page 155 in your Commission book. There is a report on a land acquisition report for the Wildlife Division, as Tom mentioned, for items number 20 and 21. Item number 20 involves a donation of a property to Game Fish and Parks by Pheasants Forever. There's a small write-up there explaining the situation, briefly, Pheasants Forever is embarking on the acquisition of 440 acres near Pickerel Lake in Dade County. And this property is being used as an honor to honor service of Tim Kessler to South Dakota Outdoor Recreation, and including both his 16 years on our Game Fish and Parks Commission, as well as his serving Pheasants Forever on their board of directors. Pheasants Forever came to us recently asking if our agency would step in as the recipient of this donation to manage the area for wildlife as a game production area, so it's open to public hunting as well. And we have evaluated the property and believe there are ample opportunities to do habitat development and really take 440 acres in that part of the world ideally located next to Pickerel Lake State Park and turn it into quite a showcase. And of course, that serves well to honor the work that Mr. Kessler's done over the years. So the action in this item would be to adopt the resolution, and you can find that on page 157. Following the resolution, of course, is a map showing the location of the property. It is in two tracks, but the orange outline being the property that we would be receiving from Pheasants Forever, and then you can make out the very light pink outline, which is corresponds to Pickerel Lake State Park. So with that, I would take any questions you might have about the property or any action to adopt Resolution
20-19. The motion is to adopt Resolution 20-19. Second. Right. Any discussion? If not, vote aye if you're in favor of Resolution 20-19 adopting this land or approving this resolution. Donation.
G.
Aye.
Falcon.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Sharp.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor?
All right, thank you. Paul, do you want to do the next one then?
Yes, please. The next one, item number 21, this is actually an interesting project, and there is a map corresponding to this, again, on would be page 159. This involves a small piece of railroad property currently owned by the South Dakota Department of Transportation. And in recently, the Transportation Commission moved to dispose of these properties along this railroad line in southeast South Dakota. And this small 4-acre piece, actually, our department has been leasing from the Railroad Authority and incorporated as part of our Rawlings game production area. With the action by the Transportation Commission to dispose of those right-of-way properties, we were, of course, if you will, first in line as the leaseholder on that property to acquire this property. So we have been moving forward with the process of having the property platted, having it appraised. We are currently waiting on the appraisal, but we are working with South Dakota Rail Authority on this acquisition. And I wanted to bring this one to you at this point because we would be at some point here, perhaps after the first of the year, be coming to the commission with a proposal to actually acquire this property from the DOT. But just wanted to make you aware of this property right now, that we are working on this and it will be an acquisition. With that, I guess I'd take any questions you might have on that.
Any questions? Commissioner Springer.
How many acres is this involved?
This property is just slightly over 4 acres.
Four. Didn't understand. 40 or four?
Four. Four, yes.
On the map, this is Commissioner Whitmer, just a little section is what we're getting, is the 4 acres, and the rest we already have access to.
Yes, that's correct, Commissioner Whitmer. The 4 acres corresponds with that orange polygon that you see on the map, and the rest of it, the yellow polygon, that represents the Rawlings game production area. And looking closely, you can see that there's actually a small shooting range towards the bottom center of that game production area.
Kind of filled in the square there. Piece.
Yes, correct.
Anyone else? You don't need any action by the commission at all?
Nope, this is just an information item today.
All right, thank you.